Okay, I'm joined in the studio there by Pat Geary and Stephen Geary, and they have some real interesting events coming up, and they want to share the story with us. Pat and Stephen, Pat, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you.
You might just pull that in a small bit towards yourself there, please. And that's fine. Pat, your father and son, I haven't met you before, but welcome to CRY. You met Noel outside and he signed you up as members of the year.
Thank you very much.
You have an interesting event coming up there next Friday night. Do you want to share it with us?
Yeah, no problem at all. The last few months we've been designing and producing a magazine for the parish. This is the third issue now. And next Friday we're launching it in Knockanore in the KGK Hall. So we're hoping that we'll get a big turnout there for the event. But before it, we're having a slideshow presented by Johnny Mahoney of Kilmore. It's named,
It's called A Fascinating Talk and Sideshow by John O'Mahony. It's called Gunfight
at the OK Corral. Sorry, I forgot for a minute.
No bother.
So that should be very interesting. That'll take about 40 minutes. There'll be a bit of a chat after for a few minutes, and then we'll have the launch of this famous magazine, which deals with the parish. And
whose idea was it to come up with the parish magazine?
Well, 3 years ago, the Heritage Society decided that we'd publish something like that. So we designed, with the help of Stephen here and Pat Casey, who's the chairman of the
KGK
Heritage.
And this is all about Knockanore Parish?
All about Knockanore.
And how many parishioners are in Knockanore?
About 800.
Is it?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Would it be that large?
Yeah, and this year now we're after kind of expanding it outwards a little bit and taking in Erzella and Capaquin, that kind of a player, you know, and a bit of Yall. So we're hoping to make it a kind of a more of a regional magazine for the future.
Okay.
And it's nice now, it's well designed, and Stephen did the front cover of it, and he's also designed a map. You can maybe...
Yeah, I'll talk to Stephen now. It's packed with interesting articles, tall tales, photos, heritage, history, culture, free heritage map included, all for the unbelievably good value price of €10.
Yeah.
And I presume that goes back into the parish.
Goes back into community funds. And you can't believe everything that's in it. But
especially when it's relating to you.
You know.
Is there anything in it about Noel Cronin?
Not yet.
Did he ever stray across the border?
No, you mentioned we'll put him in next
I'm sure
year.
You'll find something.
I'll take a note of it.
Okay. And your son, Stephen, is heavily involved, and you said he designed. Stephen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. So you are involved in the design, not just of the cover or the front and back of it, are you?
Yeah. So this year we brought out the third issue of the magazine with a slight rename for KGK Heritage History Parish Magazine. The insert covers the entire Blackwater and Bride Valleys, so anywhere from Yall up through Lismore, Knockanore, and as far east and beyond as Aglish. So any of the heritage sites, archaeological and built heritage of that area, you'll find quite a large map inserted as a kind of a collectible with the magazine, describing and detailing the locations of all of these sites. So we think it's going to be very useful for anyone interested in the area.
Okay, and I'm surprised that a parish size of 800 people. I suppose you, as a relatively young man growing up in the area, it's important to get the message out there, how proud you are of your local areas. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's surprising how little awareness there is in the locality of just how much history we have going back beyond the medieval, pre-Christian era. Lismore, for example, is an amazing place. And down here in Yall, of course, I mean, this area has a very active historical group. So, yeah, we think there's going to be a tremendous amount of interest in this.
And how long does it take to put a publication like this in place?
Oh, I think Pat here now would be the best man to ask there, but
is it
a
case of
time.
When this is launched or planning next year's already?
I started it in June.
Okay.
Sending out requests to people for for articles. And then we got a shoebox full of stuff, and we had to go through it and do a bit of editing, which I hoped will be okay for everyone that sent in the stuff. We still have a bit that we couldn't fit in also, so we're kind of about 25% of next year's.
Was that popular?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get frightened in that if you let someone else, they'll have their nose out of joint or what? Do you speak with the people before you?
Oh, we do. We run it past them all the time. We double check with everyone that there's nothing, you know, untoward.
I suppose in a publication like that, detail, attention to detail, facts, they're very important, because once you put it in print, you're in trouble.
We spent the last two or three days now, three or four people all together, going through it word for word, make sure everything was all right, that there's no, you know, nothing contentious.
It's fully proved.
We have to be, hopefully, everything will be right. However good you are, there'll be some.
Yeah. And going back to omitting 25% of the stuff until next year, do you sit down with those people? Do you contact them and say,
latest last night I was telling people about it. Even.
And how do they take that?
They're fine with it, yeah. I do tell them when we get it first that we'll have to edit it.
It's subject to space.
Yeah.
So there's no guarantee when they fill your shoebox, there's no guarantee that they're automatically in.
I had three articles done myself and I had to leave them out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We just couldn't put them in.
And
there's also an attempt to kind of balance the articles between the kind of local interests, personal stories and history.
Yeah. And how successful has it been the two previous times?
Excellent, actually.
Great take.
There's also been in the seven continents, I say, at this stage.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose, and we often get calls in here into the station, you know, people who have lived in Yall, maybe brought up in Yall, but unfortunately because of the decline in the economy, they've had to, you know, spread their wings. And we often get calls from people, you know, who look at our social media pages, who listen to us on the radio. Yeah. And I suppose that's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a few Facebook pages now, personal ones and and the Heritage and the Community Council. And it's... Every year there are people coming on board and they're connecting back.
Okay.
With the immigrants are connecting back again with the parish. And it's marvellous. I think it's a great vehicle.
And Stephen, you know, I'm sure, again, as the younger of the generation coming up along, there must be some fascinating stories in there that you can attract yourself to, yeah?
Oh, there's... Since the very beginning, I mean, this is 2018 now is year three. We launched first in the 2016 edition, and the stories about parishioners' times past, businesses, events in the community, tragedies and celebrations, which is amazing. Stories I've heard some growing up, but the breadth of involvement from the community, the amount of input and thought and writing that people have come to us, they've dug out some amazing stories.
But still, I suppose the essence of it all being a community affair is the pride in the community and the pride in the parish. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Especially from the we'll say the kind of achievements along the sporting line and in business and our kind of diaspora, our folks who've disappeared off to kind of new horizons, particularly one that you'll hear about in Johnny O'Mahony's talk, who appeared in the Wild West.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask your dad there again, Pat. Yeah. There's a double bill taking place on Friday night. You have the gunfight at the OK Corral as well. And why did it have to be a double bill? Was it...
I thought, you can blame me for it, because I thought we were going to be there anyway, and we'd all hired anyway, and Johnny Mahoney was going to be there anyway, so we said, why not put the tool on the one night?
Okay.
This only happened yesterday, so that's why we had to change the poster.
All right.
So I thought it would be a good idea to put the two together and get the same people are involved anyway. Even, you know,
and when you say they're going to be there, is it the hall in Knockanore?
Or the KGK hall, the sports hall in Knockanore.
KGK hall, okay, in Knockanore. That's where it's all taking part, I'm looking at it here, and there's nowhere where it says that on the poster.
No, you know, I was...
Maybe we shoot the designer.
I should put it in, maybe.
We'll kill the designer, won't we?
Yeah, just me. I was debating about that, and I said, everyone knows what the hall is there anyway, so...
okay.
You know, I dropped it this time.
Maybe. Okay, so it's on the KGK Hall, and it's on Friday, November the 16th at 8 p.m.
Sharp. Sharp,
because it's a double bill.
Because the double bill, we'll have to, you know, we can't have people hanging around all night.
And the launch of the annual Parish magazine, is that by anyone in particular?
Pat and myself, Pat Casey and myself, I'd say, will be probably speaking.
Will you be giving signed copies, autographs?
We can do that, no problem. We'll sign anyone.
Will you be signing disclaimers?
And Noel said he'd come out with a recording advisors and...
We'll have to get something about Cronin in for the next edition. We'll have to get something about him in the next edition. I'm sure, I don't know, but it'll be repeatable, that anything to do with Noel Cronin.
Well, actually, you put me thinking there. No, I've actually penciled in immediately.
Going back to Johnny Manny, a fascinating talk and slideshow about a local connection with Tombstone, Arizona. Do you want to shed some light on that?
Beat. I was hoping to give some of it until tonight.
Oh, yeah, but, we'll work away, but like, but, just to set the scene.
There is a person, in Middleton, who immigrated to America and ended up in Tombstone and became famous, and afterwards went to the Yukon and became more famous. And thinking about it on the way in the car, it struck me that I might have a connection there myself.
Oh, my God.
So, because years ago, there was a man called Dan Carty from Dublin, my mother's cousin, I think he was her uncle or something, did the same thing, immigrated to America, and ended up digging for gold in the Yukon, and I don't think he ever came back.
My God.
So...
So the story unfolds.
As we speak.
Watch this space, as they say. And Stephen, I suppose you must be very excited about it all as well, yeah?
It is great to see it all coming together, particularly all the work Pat Casey and my father put into it over the last years. It takes months and months to collate the works, edit them, and then get it all beaten into shape. With fairly aggressive kind of editorial pruning to make it suitable for publication. So,
and who's the publishers?
KGK Heritage and History.
Oh yeah, okay.
So the official group. It's done in cooperation with the Knockanord, Lendine, Kilwarmoy Community Council this year, with the kind support of Creative Ireland.
Creative Ireland, yeah.
Okay, and I suppose the support is important as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, vital.
Episodes,
vital.
Of course. And the €10, should SSD, like, it's filled with loads of interesting stories,
and it's good
pictures.
Quality. It's a good quality magazine, you know.
Yeah,
rubbish.
Right, okay. Oh, nothing rubbish comes out of Knockanord, I'd say.
Thank you very much.
I'd say that. I'll have to say it because I'm surrounded by two of you. Listen, lads, thanks for dropping in. Is that everything? Is there anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Pleasure.
No, thanks very much.
So that's a double bill in Knockanord, Friday next, the 16th at 8 p.m, gunfight at the OK Corral. The Middleton Connection is a fascinating talk and slideshow by John O'Manny, affectionately known as Johnny O'Manny, about a local connection with Tombstone, Arizona. And this is followed, of course, by the big event of the evening, the grand launch of the annual Parish magazine, packed with heritage articles, interesting articles, tall tales, photos, heritage, history and culture. There's a free heritage map included as well at the ridiculously low price of €10, all published and sponsored and everything, and it's all to do with the HGK Heritage and Historical Society. Does that cover everything?
That's great. Appreciate that.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, lads, for dropping in.